How to Train Your Husband. We are back, baby. I mean, is there a way to train him? Like, can you train your significant other to make your life or your household easier and better? Because it's one thing he's doing is driving her crazy and her technique's not working. But maybe you've got a trick that could make her life so much easier. Let's get into it today on the show. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome back after a little hiatus there, a little long weekend. It was nice, and we'll get into the stories here in a couple seconds. We have got three principles on this podcast if you're new. It's live, laugh, love your mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Had the best long weekend. I think arguably one of the best trips I've ever been on before. And that sounds crazy. Like, to Pennsylvania, what? Like, how did that happen, right?
Yeah.
I told you that I was going up for a long weekend. And we didn't have an episode yesterday. And today, I've been home all day. We came home a day early than I thought we were going to. I told you my buddy's schedule was kind of screwy. We weren't kind of sure when we were coming home. But I've been home since last night. And literally, we both said, probably one of the best trips we've ever been on. We've been going on trips together for like 10 years now. And I can't really pinpoint why. Because it's probably one of the least desirable locations we've ever been to. Like, him and I have been to, where all have we gone to? Now I'm drawing a blank. Brain's on way shut down vacation mode
You've
right
been
now.
Been to Hawaii.
Went to Hawaii. No, but him and I didn't go to Hawaii together.
Oh.
We went to Sedona. Been to where else have we gone? We always like to take at least one trip a year where we just go. But we said this one had to have been the best. And I can't figure out. Here's the only things that I could say about it was that I think that possibly it was the fact that it wasn't as crowded. Oh, him and I went to Seattle. We also went to Canada. That's right. Mm. And it was Vancouver, and honestly, more desirable locations than Poconos, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of ended up here because flights are still so expensive and we knew it would be easier to, just to drive down. It was kind of halfway in between the both of us. So it'd be a whole lot easier just to meet than it would be to both try to fly somewhere, you know, in between or just anywhere. So we picked Poconos, and I was like whatever excited about going up there, but I was just kind of like, whatever, you know, it wasn't really like a big, yay, Poconos, Pennsylvania, gonna be awesome. I think the number one thing that was actually nice about it was that it wasn't like way crowded, busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because him and I usually go on like a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And we always laugh because we always like, all right, we're just going to go get away from it all, but we never get away from it all.
And then you jump into it.
It's like everyone else is there. Even when we went to Canada on the 4th of July weekend, and we were like, who goes to Canada on 4th of July?
Oh.
There's nothing less patriotic than leaving the country, you know? So I'm like, nobody's going to be up there. Slammed. Seattle, slammed. We went to Sedona on, it was one of the weekends. We always usually go around the week, one of those, you know, Labor Day, Memorial Day, President's Day, something. Slammed. So I think that was the number one thing, was like, it wasn't that busy. We were able just to like kind of truly get away from it all. It didn't feel like stressful. There's nothing worse than going out in the wilderness and being surrounded by everyone.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like you're just kind of stuck back where you were in the first place,
right.
You know?
Yes.
But for me, it's always kind of nice. And I think number two is because we didn't really have like much of an agenda. We just kind of woke up every day and said, what do we want to do? You know, like, we didn't really have many plans of doing anything.
Yeah.
And we just ended up, you know, going on hikes, and we had a Airbnb, and the Airbnb had a hot tub in it. So we would just chill in the hot tub. Mm. And I'll tell you the one funny story to come out of it, because most of it was just a pretty normal, good trip. But we both decided we were going to go on this one hike, and we, again, didn't do a great job of planning this hike out. or really any of our hikes. We just kind of went, we went on All Trails, which is an app that you can use to just find trails around you.
Yeah.
And we found one that had a waterfall in it. We were like, okay, that's kind of cool. Let's go do that. And so we went, but what we didn't, most people I feel like would probably read the descriptions of like what to expect. But we did not.
Yeah.
And so what we ended up with literally is, I remember we parked the car and there weren't a lot of people. There's like five cars there. And we're like, all right, this is interesting. And we look, we start walking down this hill, and at the bottom of the hill, we see a creek.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'm not talking like a little trickle of water. I'm talking like it's a creek, you know, like it's flowing. Like the water is white at the tops. You know what I mean? Like it was enough flow. And we were like,
it's like a little mini river.
Yeah. Yeah. And we both sat there and we were like, is this the way? Like, are we supposed to cross? Because there's nobody else around us, right? To figure out like where we're supposed to go. And this, we couldn't figure out like, was it marked? And so a tree had fallen across the water. And we were like, maybe we're supposed to like walk across this.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and so we spent like 20 minutes trying to figure out like, could we actually walk across this log? Because it wasn't very big and it kind of came to a point at the top.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like we had that much space. And we, so we spent like literally probably 15, 20 minutes just trying to figure out like, we'd like step up on the log, jump off the log, step up on the log, jump off the log. Like, I don't think it's going to work. Then Dan got the idea. He was like, well, maybe we should like, kind of shimmy, like hold underneath, you know, and like shimmy our bodies across, like kind of hanging from it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, I don't think I have that kind of body strength to like shimmy across log. Yeah, pull myself across. Like he's military, so for him it would be no big deal. I was like, I don't think I can do that.
Uh-huh.
But eventually we're like, you know what? We're just gonna walk across the water. Like we're just gonna do it, and our feet are gonna get wet. And it sucks because we're like 4 seconds into this hike,
and
that means for the rest of the day,
you're soaked.
We're stuck with wet feet, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're like, whatever, we can get through this. We'll be fine, right? So we're like, all right, let's walk through it, and it was pretty, I mean, it was flowing pretty fast, and we got to the other side, and
how deep was it?
I mean, it probably came up to below my knee.
Okay.
So a foot and a half, 2 feet maybe?
Yeah.
What is that, 2 feet? Yeah, let's say it's like 2 feet of water.
Yeah.
Okay. Flowing, though. I mean, because we had just had those storms.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago,
yeah,
right?
Ida just came through. Uh-huh.
So we'll get back to that in a minute. The Ida situation. So we get to the other side and we're like, whew, okay, that must be the worst part. Little do we know, we had to cross through the water probably 10 different times.
Oh my gosh.
This path was like really poorly marked.
Oh, God.
So we had to kind of figure out where we were going in the first place. So you can just imagine we're out in the middle of nowhere, kind of just traipsing back and forth through the water, not even quite sure if we're on the right trail, because we would just like look across and we'd be like, is that the trail? We're like, I mean, I guess our feet are already wet. Let's just do it. So we were just literally just hoping that we were on a path.
Uh-huh.
And then we were literally about to quit because it was like getting so crazy. Towards the end, I put a picture on my Instagram story of Dan. I mean, it was like literally like past his knee. And we were about to give up because it was just getting like so, it was like getting so crazy. And right before we quit, we looked around the corner and it was probably the most beautiful, serene waterfall that like I've ever seen. Well, minus like a Hawaii one.
Yeah.
Like for Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there was nobody there. Completely quiet. And because of all the rain, it was like huge, right? There's so much water.
Oh yeah.
So we probably hung out there 30, 45 minutes.
Oh wow.
And yeah, so it was really good. It was a really great weekend. I also think that like the third thing that made it really good about the trip was that we were both in a good headspace.
Uh-huh.
You know, like we were both kind of brought good energy to the trip.
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of made it better.
Yeah.
But I do need to know if this is true or not. But like, do your parents still get involved with everything that you do? I am 40 years old, okay? Like, I know I'm 38, but I'm just going to round up. I've been on this earth for 4 decades. Okay. Still alive. I've done it. Moved multiple cities, been through a divorce, been through crazy shit. Somehow I've made it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if everybody's parents are like still act like their parents. Cause here I am. It's Thursday, right? Cause I left Thursday around noon. And I'll be damned if I don't have Jimmy Mack blowing my phone up about flooding in Pennsylvania. Okay, now I'm over here running a radio show for hundreds of thousands of people. And the whole time he's blowing my phone up being like, have you checked this path? Have you checked this path? Do you know this is flooded? Did he really call the highway patrol?
He did.
So my dad called the highway patrol. This is all why I'm like trying to run a radio show, right? Called the highway patrol to figure out if mine was going to be flooded. And he's like, and then of course I try to call him. He doesn't answer. After he blew me up for so long, and he's over here, he's like, oh my God, you better go this way. I swear to y'all, I didn't see one wet road the whole ride up. I was just like, whatever. I'm just going to type it. I'm just going to literally type it in.
Wow.
The GPS and go whatever way I want to go. Right.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'm just going to let go and let God in this situation. Because I could not understand what in the hell. I mean, he was so far off from concise. I didn't even know where he was going anymore. And since I couldn't get him on the phone, I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to like, just go for it. Not a wet road all the way up. Not an ounce of liquid.
That's amazing. I think the one reason he was so hyped up about it was they were showing some really bad pictures of flooding.
But this is what happens.
In Pennsylvania.
Y'all get so,
worried.
Yeah, like I'm 40 years old. Like I just don't know if everyone's parents are like that.
You'll always be 12 to us.
Do you think Dan's parents were like blowing him up all morning, asking about his? I don't know. I would have to assume probably not because he's 40. Like I should have a 12-year-old right now. You know what I mean? Like I should be treating a child like that. I just don't know if anybody else's parents are like that or not, you know, like, and then if it was flooded, don't you think I'd figure it out? Like it just added extra anxiety in my morning that I was like, I don't understand like why this is happening right now. And I'm just not sure if that's normal or not. That's why I wanted to bring it up on the podcast. And I get it. My dad loves me. It's great.
Yes,
but like
he does.
When you go on a vacation, are your parents hitting you up, asking you questions about like, about your travel times and stuff, or is that just the Yancey family? Is that just
and I wanted to know that you got there.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Okay,
yeah,
like
you.
If you want to know that I'm not dead, that's fine. Got it. Completely okay. But if you are like, I just don't know that, and I'm so used to it now.
Uh-huh.
Like if I have a flight, uh-huh, that has nothing, not like I'm flying into Atlanta. Or if I'm flying into, you know, to go see my family, like I gotta be flying to California, and like I'll get like, what time are you going to the airport? What? I'm
That's
40
one of
years
his
old.
Things. I'm telling you, he does the same thing to all of us. You're not special.
I'm 40 years old,
including me.
But I would genuinely, that's why I was laughing when this is all going down. Cause I don't know if everybody else's family is like this too. So you want to start calling? Let's get going this week. Like, are your parents still helicopter parents? Or like at your age of whatever, do you just live your life? Cause I don't know. I've only have one set of parents to go off of. So I don't really know what it's like. Or do your parents still like helicopter over you? Cause maybe it's just like just something that's in your DNA. But do you realize that I'm like 40 years old?
It's hard for me too, but yes, I know you are.
It's crazy, right?
I know, you're all grown up. So is your brother.
I'm damn near 40.
So is your sister.
I know you are.
But that doesn't stop us from worrying about you sometimes.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be better than the other way around.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how. I mean, that may be everybody listening, but you may be totally related to this conversation. Or you may be like, no, that's not normal at all. So
what do you have the kind of parents that you get back from a vacation? They go, oh, I forgot you were going
I didn't know
there.
You were gone. Yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
Well, yeah. Mm-mm, that wouldn't feel
know.
Good,
maybe
would
I
it?
Just,
no.
Maybe I just got lucky. Maybe I just got lucky.
You are lucky. You just don't mm-hmm. know how lucky.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. My mom thinks she got the booster shot, but she's not 100% sure that she actually got the booster shot. We're talking about COVID vaccine. What? How do you not? What's happening over here?
Well, I was at a different Ingles than I normally go to in search of Murray's cookies for Maggie's goodie bags. And so when I walked...
Wait, hang on. Are you guys getting Murray cookies? Like that's their last name, or is it just they're good cookies?
No, it's their family business. Used to be. Now they've sold out to Keebler. But they started Murray's cookies.
Oh,
his family, okay. John's family.
All right.
So we thought it would be fun to put little ginger snaps, because that's the only one, only Murray cookies we can find here, in their goodie bags. So I've been trying to get, I needed 22 bags in order to make that work for all the goodie bags, right? So my Ingles kept trying to order them, and they kept not coming in, not coming in, not coming in, two bags here, two bags there, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, long story short, I stopped at that Ingles on my way home to see if they had any, and they had 12 bags. I was very excited. That's the most I've gotten at one haul. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving the store, I noticed there was like a whiteboard at the entrance that said COVID vaccines, you know, walk-ins or make an appointment online. And then it said third shot boosters too, or something like that. I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Now, let me remind you too, if you're new to our podcast, my mother lives in the outskirts of Georgia.
Right.
Like the woods, basically.
We live.
I do have an outlet mall, but other than that, it's...
We live about 40 miles outside of downtown.
It's rural Georgia. So I just want you to keep that in mind. With everything that's said and done, you have to always like picture things through the mind of rural Georgia, not Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not Atlanta.
Not Atlanta. This was in Cumming, though, not Dawsonville.
Okay. A little bit better.
Which is a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got home and I told Jim what I saw, and I said, I think we should call over there, and if they're giving the boosters, we should go get one. So we called the pharmacy. The pharmacist answered and said, yeah, I'll be here till 8:30. And no, there's no line. You can just walk in. We're like, all right, we're on it. And we took off. It was about 7:30, and we got there about 8, walked in. He gave us a sheet of paper to fill out, standard stuff. Do you fill this? Do you fill that? Have you got this? Have you got that? We showed him our COVID cards and our insurance cards. And next thing we know, we're getting stuck. And we're gone. Within 15 minutes, we're in and out of there.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. But then we start hearing on the news that Moderna may be later than Pfizer for the third shot. I'm like, wait a minute. We just got a Moderna shot.
So basically, you went to a grocery store in rural Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And they said, come get your third booster.
Uh-huh.
And then you get home and you hear from the maker on the news that the maker of the vaccine says they're not available yet.
Uh-huh.
So,
but they wanna
what
wait
the hell did you get?
They want to wait until later in the month until all the research comes in from Israel.
Oh, God.
And what's so funny is that
how did that happen?
Well, Jim called his sister who lives in South Carolina because she and her husband want the booster too. They went to their Ingles and did the same thing.
But the news reporting they're not available yet. they live in rural South Carolina.
That's right. They do.
Keep in mind, there's a common theme here.
I'm not sure if this is bootleg vaccine.
Yeah. I think you just got some water shot in your arm.
Well, whatever it was, we did not feel well after this one. Mm-mm.
Well, is it the exact same? Because remember, everybody got on to me when I was like, it's a different vaccine. Mm. Did we know if the booster is the same?
I'm assuming it was.
Yeah.
He said nothing about it. I didn't even think to ask that question.
What were your side effects?
So we were both kind of achy, feeling kind of flu-like, and had headaches. And I also had an earache for about midday the next day until 24 hours later. Yeah. So for about 24 hours, we didn't feel super.
Yeah.
But then we were fine. Our arms were really sore, and that shot burned. And the others, we didn't even know we'd had it. It was so easy. So anyway, I don't know if we have a third shot or not.
That's crazy. But Lord have mercy. That makes me nervous.
Put something in our veins.
Yeah. She might get COVID, but she won't get tetanus. That's for sure.
That's right.
I feel like somebody got the wrong memo.
Or ringworm, whatever that stuff is they're taking for cow ringworm.
She got the HPV shot, so she doesn't have to worry about STDs anymore.
Childhood cancer.
But everything else is still on the table.
Oh,
so
crazy.
That's worrisome. That's just worrisome.
It is a little bit troubling, I have to say.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll get into more about vacation. I got a few more things I want to talk about with that. But in the meantime, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We are at 351 episodes of Certified Mama's Boy. And that's amazing. And in case you're new, we do a quote once a day. And it's not just a quote to just be like, huh, that's interesting. Kind of break it down. Mm-hmm. And kind of figure out how we can make it digestible in our own lives, you know? So without further ado, here's our quote for today with my mom.
This is from Thich Nhat Hanh, and he says, "My actions are my only true belongings."
Well, yeah.
Now, that's pretty profound.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
What else are you really responsible for? All right. Totally in charge of, right? Uh-huh. Your actions, your words, but not much more.
Well, it's true. Everything else is, what's the word here? God, this is what happens 4 days off. My brain's like, duh.
Well, all of our material goods are not really and truly ours. I mean, I guess technically they are, but they're superficial things.
They're all come and go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Everything is come and go. Dan and I were talking about this on the trip. Everything changes. We talk about this on the podcast too. I know everything changes, right?
Yes.
Like everything, literally everything in your lifetime is going to change.
Yes.
And I know we get so mad when it does and we're like, why? This isn't what we wanted. But like we get so shocked sometimes when things change and we're like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. You know, like literally everything changes, and then we get shocked when it does, you know, when it does change. We're like, how is that possible? Well, because literally everything changes.
Yes. All the time.
So with that said, one thing though that will stick with you is really how you with what you say and how you treat people.
Yes.
That's really like the one thing, like your reputation might change, but the way you treat people and the way they remember you, it's hard to overcome.
It is.
You know? And I don't really know if this has much to do with it. Just read the quote one more time. Is that what it's talking about? Sorry.
Yes. Now you're asking me. My actions are my only true belongings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's what you have. It's your act. It's your reputation. It's your, even like the way you feel about yourself.
Yes. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And how you respond to everything and everyone in your life.
Yep. Yep.
Those are all your actions, your decisions, your choices, your life.
Mm-hmm. And they're hard to come back from, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're hard to come back from. I pissed off a radio consultant. God, when was it? 2011? And the only reason I pissed him off is because I just didn't take a job that he wanted me to take. And to this day, it still like comes back to bite me in the butt sometimes. You know, he won't say good things about me now. And it's like, wow. That one instance. You know, I guarantee you, no matter who it is in your life, if they've been around long enough, you can think about things that have happened. Did you just text the family group text while we're recording?
I did.
Am I boring you?
I can multitask.
I just little down my phone. This is obviously I'm boring you, so we'll move on.
It was covering up my quote. And I was like, Not just. It's Winnie. I'm literally sitting here and said, "It's so cute."
I'm sitting here. I get a text. You get the point, though. All right. Ask my mom in a couple of minutes. And how does your husband act this way too? I don't know if this is a husband thing. I don't know if this is
a guy thing.
I don't know. And how is it handled? Because the way she's trying it, it's just making things worse and worse. Mm-hmm. So hang on for a couple of minutes and we're going to get to that. Today, the podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. Love BetterHelp, man. Mm-hmm. I do. I love therapy in general, but BetterHelp is the easiest way to do online therapy and counseling. I mean, it's awesome. You know, it really is. And I recommend this to any. Did you just leave the podcast now, Mom?
No.
What is happening today? You're obviously still on vacation. It's Labor Day. My mom's like, I'm not going to work hard today, obviously. So
I'm trying to get back in the swing of this thing. I just hit my phone. I just hit my microphone with my phone.
Okay, let's put the phone down for just 1 second. Lord. All right. Online therapy and counseling. No matter what you're dealing with, they've got somebody that will be there to be able to help you get to process. If it's stress, anxiety, through divorce. I was in therapy for 2 years post-divorce. Even like weeks I didn't think I needed it. There's some weeks that you don't maybe feel like you even need it, but I swear to you, the more you keep going to therapy, the better you start to feel about yourself, the better you start to feel about your situation. And the more you'll overcome stuff and kind of break through things that maybe you don't even realize are there. I mean, this time around, it's funny. Like I haven't really talked about BetterHelp recently, like my own personal experiences, but I'm on to something really deep right now that I really am trying to process before I talk about it. But I had no idea. My discomfort of being in a new city is way deeper than I even realized. Mm-hmm. But like I never could have gotten there without the professional help of somebody. And that's why I'm a big fan of BetterHelp. So what I want you to do is join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. And go to betterhelp.com/Kramer to get 10% off your first month. Yeah, it's awesome. Everything you say is confidential. It's true professionals, therapists, and counselors that can be there to help you. And you start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So betterhelp.com/Kramer. Go check it out. And I love it. Betterhelp.com/Kramer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, ask my mom here in just a couple seconds. Before we do, hello, certified fans. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. I say we were I'm a little concerned about my manifestation skills over here. I told you in honor of my mom's birthday month, we're trying to get 10 new certified fans,
yes.
Right? And typically when I put it out in the universe, it somehow, some way happens, right?
Yes.
And like it really is. So that's why I'm like positivity this month. 10 new fans. It's only the 7th of the month. I get it.
We've got 20 days.
20 days. The second I sit down, though, the second I sit down to record Certified Mama's Boy today, cancellation. Now, to be fair, it was a year cancellation. Like, she was an annual member, so I get it. You know, like when all of a sudden maybe you forgot about that annual one, all of a sudden it hits you. Like, dang it, I don't want to get surprised by this one again. Let me make sure that I can, you know, remember it's coming up. So
yeah, so she may renew.
She may.
Yeah,
she's still in for the year, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So with all that said, we are negative one certified fans.
Oh, jeez.
So now we need to get like 11 to get to our 10 mark. So, you know, if you've been considering it, in case you don't know what a certified fan is, it's somebody that supports the podcast and really appreciate you. And you can join by texting the word fans, FANS, to 888-Kramer-8. You'll get an episode dedicated to you when you join. When we don't have anybody new, what we do is we go back and we say thank you to somebody that's been here for a while. And today, we don't have any. We have negative one, so we're giving no shout outs today. No, I'm just kidding. We will give a shout out, going to give it to somebody that's been here for a while, and that person is spin the wheel. Here we go. Round and round it goes. 258.
Okay.
About fan number 258. This show is dedicated to you. And that's a fun thing too, is as you're listening, make sure that you listen all the time, because you never know when the show may be dedicated to you. You may be getting a shout out and don't even know it.
That's
you miss
right.
episodes. So 258 is Nancy F. Nancy F.
Okay.
Nancy F lives in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And Nancy F, we are super thankful for you. You've been a certified fan now since the 30th of July of last year.
Wow.
So
great.
Over a year now. And I'm not sure if you get your original whoop whoop, because it's kind of a new thing.
Yeah.
But for you, this episode is dedicated to you. Thank you so much. For you, Nancy F from Orlando, Florida.
Yes.
Whoop, here's your whoop whoop.
Whoop. Nancy, I love you. Love another
thank
Nancy.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. We are, really quick, yeah, if you want to join, FANS to 888 Kramer 8. And we're manifesting now. Well, I'm not going to say 11. We'll just leave it at 10. But 10 new certified fans before the end of the month. So yeah. Thank you, and honor my mama's birthday.
And watch for your post on certified fans page.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Ask My Mom Time. This is an advice segment that we do every single day. Tuesday,
Thursday
we do this.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to write in and get the opinion of somebody else outside of your circle, because sometimes people inside your circle get too much going on, you know, or they're your dad calling you worried about which way you're going to drive on a trip that has nothing to do with him. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are just like too connected to your life. So to ask people that genuinely care about you, like your podcast fam, we're all kind of in this together. You can always write. My mom will start with her advice. She always got the best advice. So you can write in with thatguykramer@gmail.com and we'll get you on the podcast. All right, here we go. Mom,
okay.
For today.
I don't know if this is every relationship, but I don't really know how else to handle it. My husband is disgusting. He's actually worse than my 12-year-old son, and that's saying quite a lot. He is always peeing on the toilet seat and not cleaning it up. I've had enough, and it's time to fix it. So I told him that every time I find urine on the toilet seat, he owes me $20. Maybe that will teach him to clean it up. And now he's angry at me. He said it's wrong for me to treat him like a child, and he's not going to take my threats. I told him to stop acting like a child, and I'll stop treating him like a child. Now he's barely speaking to me. Mama Nancy, how do you handle such things? I don't know if every husband is like this or just mine, and how everybody deals with it. Love you forever. Well, I can say that my husband is pretty well trained after 50 years.
Was he always, though?
I cannot remember that was ever a problem with any of you boys. But
no, let me tell you, it's I think now post divorce, I'm reverting back.
Yeah, you're gonna start peeing on the toilet seat.
I'm
nasty.
I'm definitely not 100% for pulling up the seat for sure. Like if I come in from a long day and I just want to pee and get it over with, I can't say that. I wonder if my seat's down right now. I don't even know. But I would say I'm not the best at it, because to me, it doesn't really matter.
Well, you live alone.
That's what I'm saying. And like, if I pee, it's my own pee. Like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I deal with the consequences. Sometimes, and this is what women will never understand, the weight of the toilet seat's like 5,000 pounds. Like, it's like 5,000 pounds to lift that toilet seat sometimes.
We have one of those new ones that you barely touch it and it closes itself.
It's not the down part, it's the up part.
Oh.
Sometimes we come in, it just seems like that toilet seat weighs 5,000 pounds. And we're just like,
okay.
No way. Not me, not today. Exactly. Because y'all don't understand.
No.
You don't understand. Sometimes you just got to pee. And then you're like, oh my God. And like, our aim, I would say, not terrible.
Yeah.
I would say my aim, 90% of the time, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Mom, what do you think about that? Like, how do you handle?
Oh, mercy.
This has always been a debate, too. I remember having this debate on the radio, too, about is it the woman's responsibility to put the seat down or the guy's responsibility?
I know.
You know,
it can go both ways, right?
Yeah.
I mean, both of you have to touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about all
your
that?
Your dad's really kind now. He puts this toilet seat down now. That's right.
He puts it down?
Yeah. After he finishes. Nice. So that's nice. I don't think he's always done that, but he does that now.
It's new.
Uh-huh. Well, within the last, the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, the $20 deal is not going to work. I don't know. I have to turn this over to the fans, really.
Well, have you ever had to like train dad to do anything? It was just like dry. I don't think it necessarily has to be like the toilet seat part, but like, how do you train your husband?
I don't know. I haven't done very well with other things like closing cabinet doors. But all of you guys do that. All of you.
I know.
You all don't realize that they close the same way they open.
Let me go see if my cabinets are actually open right now, but they are. Hang on, let me check.
Oh, yeah. Are they wide open?
Wide open.
How many? Just everyone you've used.
In the last year I lived here.
Yeah. So that's still, it's not all the time with him now, but it's still a lot. And I know.
Was there anything you had to just like die, like just accept was going to be nothing though? Like there's no way. And just kind of, because it sounds like this is becoming an issue.
Yeah. I'm sure there have probably been a lot of things I threw in the towel on, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not drawing any particular things in mind right now. Certainly with you kids, it was probably picking up your rooms.
Yeah.
I probably gave up on that.
Well, I don't want to focus on kids. I want to focus on like husbands.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Or spouses.
Yeah.
So. I'll tell you what, let's get the calls going. If you have any, and maybe it is a toilet seat thing. Like is your partner good about putting the toilet seat or like peeing on the seat? Like how's that work out for you guys? Because I feel like even in my marriage, I wasn't like 100% by any means. And now that I live alone, I'm like, I'm gonna do what I want. So
What about in your marriage?
I don't remember. I think it was an issue.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
But like, especially if you get up and y'all gotta remember, like I get up at damn 3:45 in the morning. Like the least of my concerns is the state of the toilet seat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know one thing that's troubling. Is turning the shower head around.
What's that mean?
Oh my gosh. For some reason, he likes to turn the shower head like straight down to the floor when he rinses his hair.
Yeah.
And he doesn't move it back. So I just turn on the water and of course it gets me soaked.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, argh. But he's getting
better. I'd like to hear about this. What's the issue in your household? With your significant other that like drives you crazy. And like, have you learned how to train them or is she just kind of at a lost cause? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that she says she got a 12-year-old, right? But I don't know if they, you know, that's their child together or not. But obviously if it's their kid, I'm assuming they've probably been together for at least 12 years. Right. Mm-hmm. And if he's still doing something, like how to train a husband instead of how to train your dragon, how to train your husband. I'd love to hear your calls. And you can go vice versa too. But I think men are much more trainable than women. Y'all kind of do what you want. 888 Kramer 8. Let's get calls going on that. And that's going to be it, Mom. You can go back to your cell phone now. You're good.
Okay.
You only have 23 and a half hours a day to be on your cell phone. I don't want to take that away
from
you.
That little shot was so cute of Winnie, though. I couldn't resist it.
Well, you have to post it. Post it on the fans page. Let them see what interrupted our show today.
Okay.
All right.
I will.
All right. I love you.
I love you forever, darling.
You ever have like a day of work and you're done and you're like, what did I accomplish today? I just feel like literally I couldn't get a word out right. I think my brain has been on vacay mode too long. If today's podcast sounded like this, blah, 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 blah. Sorry. I need to wake up a little bit here. Honestly, I'm not feeling great today either. Got a little head congestion because, you know, obviously I think it's COVID because that's how I roll.
But I am going to go to sleep.
And tomorrow I'll wake up and do it in my normal schedule. And we'll get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. In the meantime, 888-Kramer-8. Love your calls and how you train your significant other. I know that sounds like kind of crass, but you get the point I'm trying to make here. 888-Kramer-8. I love you. I hope you had a great weekend. Certified fans, we've been talking about what your weekend was like. Go post your pictures over there on the Certified Fans page. And everyone else, we will see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, Kramer, Mom, and Nancy. It's Kayla from Arizona. I was just calling in on the 50-50 relationships episode. So me and my husband both work about the same amount of hours, about 45 hours or so per week. And we do typically split, like with the kids too, like I drop them off to the sitters in the morning. He picks them up because he gets out a little bit earlier than I do. And as far as housework goes, we try to do it 50-50. I do, you know, obviously get frustrated a little bit sometimes. Because I feel like I do a little bit more. But he is super helpful with a lot of things. And I think, you know, that's really important to keep the relationship strong. One person can't be doing significantly more than the other. And I do think as well that if that wife only works part-time and, you know, her husband works a full-time job, then she should be doing a little bit more around the house than he does. Just to keep it fair, because he is contributing more financially. And that's important too. Hope you guys have a great day. Love you forever.
Hi, Kramer. I'm Mama Nancy. This is Billy from San Diego. So I work full time, I don't know, 50 hours a week, give or take. And me and my fiance, as you know, we've been together for 20 years. And we pretty much split everything evenly. We split the house chores 50-50, the laundry. Pretty much we split our day, so she does one day of laundry and I do the next day of laundry. And she works only part-time, so whatever she could get done, she'll get done, and whatever's left over, I'll get done. So we made it work for almost 20 years, so there's no complaints or anything. So there's my take on it. Now let's hear from the other guys.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.